I got on the road to recording in, when I was 22, and I was still working in an office, and I a small label took an interest in me and had put me in the studio recording originally what they regarded as demos for other artists, but in the end it turned out that they became some of the recordings for my first album. So I had about a 3 or 4 years of knocking on doors and getting nowhere, and sort of an overnight success in 77. Where my first record kind of got a lot of attention. And about 1980, I switched from writing on the guitar to largely writing on the piano. Once I could afford a piano, I bought a piano.
Along the way, you learned all these standard tunes by some of the great writers, you know, like Jerome Kern. And
well, I tried to make a bridge. I had a conscious decision in about 1980. As I said, I began writing on the piano, and I also started to try and, in a way, learn from the music that I had literally grown up with as a child rather than as a teenager. Around that time, I wrote the song Almost Blue, which is the one song that has been most interpreted by the broadest range of artists, and it's the one that's most obviously indebted to what we would call the standard format. You know, it has that kind of structure to it.
It's a great tune.
It's the most obviously indebted tune.
Would you like to do that now?
I'd be glad to, yeah.
Almost blue, flirting with this disaster became me. It named me as the fool.